Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for inviting me to preach in chapel today. It's a great honor. I give thanks to God for my 2 years spent here at CTS, where I had the privilege to receive education in the pure Lutheran doctrine. I always feel obligated to share that blessing with many other people in Haiti, a country where the fight between the kingdom of the light and the kingdom of darkness is so strong. As Christians, it is wrong to lay down the sword of the Spirit. We must never quit fighting the battle of the Lord. If the church would do that, it would go down to utter defeat. And that is our danger, to become indifferent, to stop fighting and laboring for the Lord. We must be awake, roused, encouraged to new efforts. This is done by the word of God, such as is before us. Let us then be mindful of only two facts in the text. First, that we are debtors to lost mankind. And second, that we have the means to help them. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and to the foolish. That is why I'm so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome. Here, St. Paul explains why he feels in duty bound to go to Rome and preach the gospel. I'm obligated. I'm a debtor. It is true. He was an apostle and had therefore a special call for such work. But that was not the only reason. He had something which the people at Rome did not have in spite of their earthly wisdom and splendid palaces: the saving knowledge of the world's Savior. They were living in spiritual darkness and hopelessness. They thought that there were millions without the Savior left him no peace. He felt it his duty. He felt constrained, compelled to go to them. I feel guilty sometimes when I can't go to some places where the people are really in need. They ask us to plant churches for them, but we can't. I feel sad when I see the people worshiping the devil. I feel sad when I see the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses who are working so hard and making so many disciples in Haiti. We Christians are debtors to the lost mankind. Upon us rests a tremendous responsibility. Our Lord tells us, "You are the light of the world. Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." Jesus, by his atoning death, has prepared salvation for everyone. And He has commanded us Christians to proclaim it. That is our debt to lost mankind. And we have the means of help. Paul goes to Rome, the capital of the known world, the seat of the mighty, the worldly wise. He, a lone man, known to only a few, but he is not afraid because he knows what he has. He has the gospel, a divine message to the world, a message of God, when he tells the world of his divine love towards sinners. How he had his only begotten son prepared by suffering and death, a righteousness for everyone, a righteousness so complete that even the holiness of God is satisfied. And everyone who has this righteousness will not perish, but have everlasting life. And this wonderful righteousness is revealed in the gospel. It is freely offered in the gospel. The gospel contains it and brings it. And the offer is not conditional. The gospel is not a message setting forth certain conditions under which such righteousness may be obtained. It is freely offered, and not only to a chosen few, but to everybody. It is accepted by faith. But there is still more to be said about this wonderful gospel. It is the power of God. Even though we are dead in sins, spiritually blind, and unable to believe by our own power, the gospel, being the power of God and the instrument of the Holy Spirit, will do its work. My dear friends, we have that same gospel today, a gospel rich in mercy, sweet and powerful. It is always important for us to realize what a wonderful means God has given us to pay our debt to lost mankind. Let us therefore be awake and realize anew that we are debtors to lost mankind and that we have the means to help them. May our gracious Lord help us to remember it. Amen.